Blog Talk Radio.
Romans 2 and 5, nope. Righteous judgment of the Most High, who will render unto every man according to his deeds, to them who by patience continue in some well-doing seek for glory and honor and immorality, eternal life. But unto them that are contentious and do not obey the truth, but obey unrighteousness, indignation, and wrath.
Great Lucas.
You an African-American?
Nope.
You believe that's your heritage?
Yep.
Do you know who you are?
Nope.
King, queen?
Yep.
Nigga with back?
Nope.
Do you shine like a star?
Yep.
Think they gon' tell you?
Nope.
We gon' expose them?
Yep.
Yeah.
They gon' take your life?
Nope.
So many secrets in the vault?
Yep.
Do this knowledge cost?
Nope.
Hop in the book to my?
Yep.
Do we follow these laws?
Nope.
Do they still exist?
Yep.
Have time to wait?
Nope.
Do we have dreams?
Yep.
Continue in sin?
Nope.
I'ma ask you again. Walk, so why keep on trying? Everybody got choices. Choose the right path and nothing can stop us. Everybody got choices. Righteous life, devil don't like that, nah. Everybody got choices. Choose the right path and save your soul. Never going back?
No, no, no.
Forward to the kingdom?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Never won't win?
No, no, no.
Leave all that spinning?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I'm never going back?
No, no, no.
Forward to the kingdom?
Shalom, shalom, shalom.
Stand up. 3 salvation, all or nothing, right? You gonna do that? You gonna do the altar? Okay, recommend requesting stress from Nakamai. Let's get our elbows bend his back and touch behind our back. Last stretch. Breathe in, take it in, guys. This is your time to relax your body. All right, I'll say it in Hebrew. We're gonna say it in English.
Okay.
One,
yeah.
Two,
Yasariah's number, the first dynamic y'all need to get the words of the picture, send your way.
what we're working on for the week is 210-965-9346. If you want to get a hold of me to see any additional ideas or still would like to picture, feel free to give me a call. 210-975-9984. All right? Right home and here. Let's get this thing going. This is a friendly reminder. What can we do to help Mahayat Yashahala keep that focus and being about coming together and bonding and focusing with the Most High? All right, so Shariah got the mic. Shariah's going to stand over here. While I'm trying to bring her in obedience, the first word. What's the first word?
Obey.
Okay. What's the first word, everybody?
Obey.
Obey. What's the second word?
Honor.
Abba.
Abba.
Abba. Oh, Shariah, can you say that again? I found Mr. Christ. I did. I am how they get you. I have a nice overall study.
Let's go. Buy it from Wendy's. Buy it from Burger
Now you want to butter me? Okay.
Does everyone have it? Now, St. John, is that an Old Testament or New Testament? and verse 15. Ye love me. Keep my commandments.
Uh-oh. Hey, can you tell me something? What color is that in the Bible?
Red.
It's red, but that means Yahweh Shai is speaking. Yahweh Shai said what, Kaya?
If ye love me, keep my commandments.
Who loves when their parents say, I love you? I do. Who loves being loved? Okay. Who loves when you're being shown? Somebody, their actions show that they love. Can I just walk up to you out of my face? Wait. Can I say, you know what? Yeah, I love you, bro. I love you. Dang, Kyle, you know I love you, boy. I love you. It's a smile. Did you feel love in that action? Okay. But that was, no, I said, I love you, though. Yeah, boy, I love you, man. I love you, though. When I said, Lord, I love you, was that love?
No.
In my actions, I showed
love.
In my actions, I showed
activity.
My actions should, was my action love?
No.
Okay. Over how to dress. We went over what to eat and not eat. We've been, the reason why we're doing what does comply mean?
Comply means to obey a rule or a law, or to do what someone asks you to do.
What, so I got to do what my parents are asking me to do?
Yeah.
If I do that, I'm sorry, I love you.
No, my amen.
I'm sorry, the Most High, that I'm going to keep his order. What do you command me to do? What do you ask me to do, my Lord?
Obey your parents in the Lord.
For
authority, this is right.
So what's the right thing to do as Middle Israelite?
Obey your parents.
What's the right thing to do as Middle Israelite?
Obey your parents.
Can you tell me what that means?
Coming up next. You're on it.
You're on it to obey. And it's not just obeying. I Rapun makes a very good point. But always remember, what does the word obey mean to comply with? What does comply mean?
To obey a rule or law, or to do what someone asks.
To do what your parents is asking you to do. Can you read verse 2?
Verse 2. Honor thy father and mother, which is the first commandment with promise.
I don't want to. I was watching my show and it came. Can it please wait? You know what? I'm sorry, and I'm gonna get caught up doing something else. What does honor mean? Because what does one of the words we cover? We covered what? We covered what word?
Obey.
Well, obey just means to do what you're asked to do, right? To comply. I'm going to do. But he also says to do what with your parents? You're supposed to honor. What does honor mean?
Honor. To respect gratefully that is given to someone that shows
you. Oh my gosh, respect. Who can tell me what respect means?
Respect is a way of treating or thinking about someone or something.
The way I treat somebody. So, I'm honoring my mom, Papa. If your mom or your dad ask me to do something, and when I be showing her I respect her or honor her by saying, well, tell me make a mess. I don't make a mess. Would that be honoring your mom and your dad?
No.
Would that be showing the Most High you love him?
No.
What can you tell me what would be a better way? Rapha, go clean up the toy room. Go clean up the toy room. Yes, ma'am. That would be, because you know what? I respect my mom and my dad and my mom. I respect Alma and Alma. I'm going to do what they're asking me to do. Because the most important thing, whether I'm here or mom is in your presence, or you end up going out there, let me obey my mom, because this is how I show you how shy I love you. This is how I keep the commandments with the Most High. He also needs to tell me to obey. He told me to honor. Read why. Why is it so important to obey?
Honor that.
Why is it so important to honor, obey, and honor your parents? Verse 3.
That it may be well with thee, and thou might may it live long on the earth.
Wow. So if it goes, so is this, well, my mom just wants to tell me what to do, and you know, I don't want to play the game. I don't want to be on my model, right? I was on the TV show. I want to do me. My life matters. But that takes me away from who? You have a shot. Right? Right? So in that, keep it in mind, what is the purpose? Why do we obey? Why the purpose is so that things can go well with us? Your parents, y'all are giving parents that are doing the will of who?
The Most High.
The Most High. They're doing the will of who?
The Most High.
So they're trying to teach you to do the will of who? Their job is showing you, so when your mind wants to tell you something, you go back and say, Mom, I'm feeling this way. Dad, I'm thinking about this. I would like to do this. Because you want to then come back to obey what they're saying, because they want to make sure they're in order too. But they keep in the commandments because they want the Most High to love them, right? All right. So what's another reason? reason, has another purpose of why it's important to obey. Kyle, I am going to read Matthew chapter 5, 14 and 16. I'm sorry, not Kyle, I know, you're absolutely right.
Like having that hands off thing, doing that walk and be like, what's up?
long, and I thought, you know what? Don't call me my name, Yahya. Call me
DJ.
Okay. And y'all not down. You gotta make sure since you can't announce it. Make it cease to be changing. It's all period. Stop. Yeah, I'm a ninth grader now. You know, I'm just saying, you know, when I go out there, I gotta walk and be like, I look good, I look fly, check my flag. Y'all know the song, I'm from the south. Right? So, all that, we try to hide that light. We try to hide that light. Because what other people are thinking, not coming back, let me obey my mom and my dad. Because sometimes you in public, hey mom, can I go to my friend's house? No, that's not your friend, that's the associate, that's the classmate, don't ask me again. You ain't gonna be speaking at the house. I don't know that. You ain't gonna go. Well, you know, mom, when I turn 14, I'm me.
What?
Fine, I don't wanna be here. You hate me, so the whole problem begins, right? Right? And mom is like, is this okay? You know, mom, I would like to go a birthday party, right? Let me check with your dad, see what he says. Dad says, no, I'm fine. You and dad, I don't like that. No, we're not doing it. I'm going to obey my parents. So in school, they have the birthday party. They get down, you want some cake, your mom ain't gotta know, your daddy gotta know, guess what? No, I'm honoring my mom, I'm honoring my dad, even in school, even in public, because I'm trying to get the love of the Most High. Not because, oh yeah, you know, y'all just want to tell me everything that the world teaches. Mom don't understand. Dad, you don't understand. Peter's dad didn't talk to him like that. Why are you talking to me like that? Susie and her dad went to Disneyland. Dad, you just took a big, 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 let's do like the outside work all the time, and you don't give me no, dad, I'm going to sit, and I don't love my dad because he big thing. I said all that, that the world teaches, but we understand we are a light. So now I got to tell myself, what is that next? Am I going to be a light for the Israelites that are around me? When they say Adonai, when they say Shabbat, or Yachamai, or Shiloh, or Ivor, or Ivor, or Ta and Vaughn, Kaya, Yahayo, when they say your name, I the Wah, on behalf of Zion, on behalf of Zion, the Lord is going to be Shalom. Okay, Shalmar, what are you going to be known as? What am I going to be?
Israelite.
Yes, we're like each other in the same sanctuary, but how about the non-Israelites? How about the non-Israelites that don't have the scriptures, and they can watch by your actions, right? What I do. So this is why things go the way they go. Because you honor.
Let your light so shine before men that they may see your good
work
and glorify your Father which is in heaven.
So if then let your light so shine before men. Don't go hide it. Don't be astounded. Don't be embarrassed. It's okay if mommy is in the grocery store and mommy says, don't put that down. I say, okay, mom. And don't go fit. Right?
Yeah.
And it's gotta be a whole little story that's why you gotta obey.
Wait, I got one.
What's up?
You can't be embarrassed for what you should wear. That's
right.
If somebody says, ooh, you look ugly and you're depressed, it doesn't matter.
It doesn't matter. Good job, yeah. So, in honoring and respecting one of the things the shelf is, so in that, in honoring the Most High, we get to learn it is important. I want to get the love of the Most High. How do I obey the Most High? By obeying my moves. How do I obey the Most High?
Oh, it's all flop.
Respect. we obey, we're kind, we're thankful. In other words, grateful, the highest level, and showing respect of honor. Is that for you? Can you think of anything? How about you, God and I? Can you think of anything?
Hi, Dar. It's still on camera.